I'm George Walker. The IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Dance presents the Three Penny Opera by Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill in collaboration with Elizabeth Hauptmann. It's based on The Beggar's Opera by John Gay from 1728. Stephen Steffens adapted it in a translation into more modern English. Now that I've gotten your attention, let me offer you the IU Theater's rundown. Jamie Anderson, a grad student, is the director with musical direction by faculty member Terry LeBolt. There'll be more about these two later. DJ Gray, another faculty member, is the choreographer, and there's lots of dance moves in the show. The scenic and projection designer is Valerie Nedviga, and there'll be more about her later. The many, many costume designs are by Brittany Staudecker. Wow. The lighting designer is Leanne Meeks, and the sound design by Grace Leckie. Keeping the Three Penny Opera together is the stage manager, Jury Miller. Now to the cast. Michael Weiner is our engaging balladeer. It's Michael who talks with the audience and also shows posters of appropriate audience reactions. He takes all the graphic pictures with his view camera and a flash on a stick. He also gets involved in the action from time to time. Mr. J.J. Peacham, Robert Russo, and his wife, Mrs. Celia Peacham, Catherine Barker, run the gang of beggars that populate London's streets. Both the Peachums have it in for Captain McKeith because he's going to marry their daughter Polly, Cynthia Kaufman. It's not the assignation that they object to, it's the marriage and the wedding. Charlie Filch, played by Noah Marcus, wants to join the Peachums gang and suggests that shouldn't he just be himself? The Peachums say that there are just four beggars' roles to be played and they had better be chosen carefully. Macbeth appears and, as a song says, just a jackknife has Macbeth got and there's never a touch of red. He and Tiger Brown, Christopher Santoro, reminisce about their days in Africa with the canon song about those faraway days when they would wander into the town, and if the population should greet them with indignation, they'd chop them to bits because they like their beefsteak tartare. Our hero does marry Polly, but there are flirtations with Betty, Kate Glaser, particularly painful, as pointed out by our balladeer, with Lucy Brown, Tiana Williams, Tiger Brown's daughter, and Jenny Diver, Casey Jun Hyun Wang. And Jenny Diver, Casey Jun Hua Kwan. It seems that Macbeth is engaging in multiple matrimony. He's headed for Dover at Tiger's suggestion, but just can't seem to get there. I just can't keep from mentioning Carolyn Santiago Turner and Natalie Stahl as the two tap dancers that flank Macbeth in one of the numbers. What a pleasure. At the end of the show, Macbeth is in jail and the jailer, Shane Stoltz, offers to free him for a lot of pounds. The pounds aren't forthcoming and Macbeth is scheduled to die on the scaffold. Eventually, they decide that the Three Penny Opera has to have a happy ending. King Edward, Malachi Watson, arrives with a fanfare and offers Macbeth money and a pardon. Terry LeBolt presided at the harmonium with the six-piece orchestra that accompanied the Three Penny Opera. DJ Gray was the movement and choreographer for the show. It was a busy scene with many, many moves. The costume designer, many, many costumes, was Brittany Staudecker. Lighting design was by, if it's dark, it doesn't matter, was Leanne Meeks. Our sign designer was Grace Leckie. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.